This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1374. Why saying relax is not the best way to calm someone down in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Do you have a native speaking friend who seems stressed out? Today, learn what you should say and should not say to get that person to calm down and distract themselves from the stress in English. This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice. But we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, what's going on today? How you doing in New York City?
Hey, Lindsay, I am doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, not bad. What else is going on in your life nowadays?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, relaxing, spending some time, talking with my family, all sorts of different things. Yeah. Everything's been pretty good. Yeah.
You know what, Michelle? I actually have something to say. We might actually adopt a puppy this weekend. We actually Stop already it. Bought his bowl and his oh. crate. And we've picked one out online.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep, I'm serious.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have a party right now. Yeah, I don't know why, but I feel like you getting a dog is like me getting a dog.
It's a big deal. It's a big milestone. So if we do end up getting a dog, I will do an Instagram update. Guys, make sure you're on our Instagram channel. I will introduce him to our Instagram community. The way it works is that you put a deposit on the dog and then you go in, you have an appointment to meet him. And then if it works out, you do end up taking him home. So he's kind of reserved for us. But we'll see. I don't want to be too premature in this, but there may be a puppy, like an actual puppy. Like he's like two months old.
Oh my gosh. That is so exciting.
I know. Hopefully it's not a false alarm. I'll let you know.
Okay, good. I can't wait to hear. Awesome. If you get a puppy though, like I feel like things are going to change, right? Because at night, like, you won't just get to relax. You'll have to, like, take the puppy out and things like that.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been a little nervous this week. I've been like, is this going to be my last week ever of real sleep? Because if I have kids later, it's going to roll, you know, from dogs into kids. And then there's just no sleep, right? There's no sleep.
No sleep. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know all about
enjoy
that.
Enjoy it. Yeah, I do. Are you the type of person who needs like a lot of relaxing time before you go to sleep? Or can you just kind of like plop down in bed after being out and just like fall asleep right away? Like if you're out, like, you know, and let's say you're walking your new puppy. Like, can you just like fall asleep right after?
Yeah, no, not really. I really do need some winding down. I need like low light. It's good if I read. I find that when I read instead of look at my phone, I really sleep so much deeper. Just a book. I'm actually starting Harry Potter. I'm like the one person who hasn't read it yet in the world. So I'm using this time to read Harry Potter. So yeah, I do need some time to relax. What about you, Michelle?
Oh, I need like a good like 12 hours of relaxing, like the entire. No, I'm just joking. But like the entire day, I need hours. It's so sad.
Wow.
I mean, I talked about like before that I'm not like a great sleeper, but I feel like, I mean, I remember when I used to have like roommates, and I remember one of my roommates would come back from maybe being out at a bar or something and just would go to sleep, and I would be have been in, and oh, yeah, I would fall asleep after. It's like,
yeah,
it's crazy, yeah, how people can do that. So today we're going to talk a little bit about relaxing and all these things. Mm. So because we recently did an episode, I think it was 1363, about being Zen.
Yeah.
And we spoke about other episodes on that topic. So go ahead and listen to that one. But mm-hmm, today we're going to share, you know, how we relax and some phrases that are so much more useful than saying relax, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because you guys may know that one verb, but we are here to expand your vocabulary. So again, you're not using the same vocab words over and over, because that's where you sound kind of boring. We don't want you to sound mm-hmm boring, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
for
why we,
sure,
right? So Michelle, that's why we have our app, right? I mean, our iOS app actually allows right our listeners to create their personal power list of vocab words. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, guys, I go through the episodes and I choose the best vocabulary, yes, for you guys that you are going to be able to use out in the world in your English conversations that are going to make you sound so much more natural and mm-hmm interesting, really colorful words. So that's what this is about. So you will definitely get some of those today. And to get in on that, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so let's dive into it, Michelle. What are some of these interesting phrases that we can use to say to describe the concept of relaxing?
Right. Well, this one I love. This is take the edge off.
I like it. I like it. I've actually heard people use this as reasons why they smoke. I've heard people say that before. I personally am a non-smoker. Right. What about you, Michelle? Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but some people will say that they smoke to take the edge off.
Yeah.
I believe it. I'm sure it.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
But what does that mean, to take the edge off?
Well, so it means to make something less intense if you're feeling stressed, right? So I think we all kind of have certain habits, right? Smoking is one of them that some people have, but, you know, I mean, things like coffee or better habits, like maybe going for a jog.
Right.
But we have certain rituals and certain things that we do to take the edge off.
Right, right, right. It's like that moment where you feel like pretty overwhelmed, and to just make something a little bit less, like get that overwhelming feeling gone. So like, for example, I could say, when I'm nervous, I take the edge off by running by the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, for me over here in my home office, sometimes things do get overwhelming because things come at me like 1,000 miles a minute, right? It's just like all these different things that we're trying to accomplish, and it starts to feel stressful. If I hit that point, I'll just get up and walk to the coffee shop, like an escape, like a little bit of an escape. I need to get outside, breathe in the air, right? Breathe in the air, feel the sun on my face, and have a coffee, and then I'll come back and try to be more organized around it. Like, what do I have to do first? What do I have to do next? Right? All that good stuff.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So you take the edge off by just getting out.
Kind of. Yeah. Something for me about being outdoors is huge. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely huge. Like, I'm so happy right now. I live near a park, and, you know, I'm able to go up there and just swing around the park, a 10-minute swing, literally just a walk around the park, and it just feels great. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. So guys, also, I mean, this phrase, it can be used not just about stress, but maybe even about like a physical pain, right? So like, I could say something like, oh, getting a massage won't completely cure my back problems, but it will sure take the edge off the pain.
Yeah. Right? So it kind of is. Yeah, I like that. So it's kind of like making it less sharp, right? Less intense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's definitely a good one. So I love this phrase. But guys, I wanted to do a couple more that you can use. So we've thrown this word out a bunch already. What is the word, Lindsay?
So to unwind. This is a good one. I feel like this is definitely one that natives will use, guys. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This one sounds familiar. I wonder if we've talked about this, but this is really good for this particular topic. So I wanted to hit it again. But so for example, right, it's like this idea of being, oh, I know what it was. I think we were talking about like wound up, perhaps once. Yeah. That's why it sounds familiar. But guys, let's talk about it again. So like, I like to unwind with a good book at the end of the day, right? So it's like this idea of your things are tight, and I'm just imagining, you know, like,
yeah.
If you could see me right now, I'm doing this motion of unwinding.
Are you doing some contortionism over there, Michelle?
I'm making this. I mean, I'm like kind of like moving my hands in a way. And now I can't stop because it's very relaxing for some reason. So I'm literally this feeling of like unwinding, like if it's like a like thread, right? So you're unwinding the thread. So it's unwinding from this like tension from one place, changing form in a way.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because I feel like these days in my adult life, in my 30s, people tend to not want to go out on Friday nights, but they want to go out on Saturday nights. And I think that's because they need Friday nights just to unwind from the week. Like they need to be not talking to anyone at home, watching TV, reading a book, like that kind of unwinding. And then by Saturday, they're ready to get out and socialize. I think a lot of people are like that kind of in their 30s. So they will not go out on Friday nights. And I feel that way too. I mean, literally sometimes I can feel my mind and my body unwinding throughout the weekend. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like Friday night, I will come out of work just, you know, just like fired up, right? Not always in a good way, kind of in a stressed out, overwhelmed way. And then by Sunday, as long as I don't touch my work on the weekends, I'm just kind of a different person. It's amazing. Mm, do you feel that way too?
Good. Yeah, I definitely feel it's hard because you can get in this place where with work, you just because there's always something to do, right?
Like,
if you know that there's things to do, it can be hard to get away from it because you're like, well, if I do this, if I just do this, if I just do this.
Exactly.
I'm trying to remind myself that, like, it's just going to keep on coming back, the work, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So like, just get used to it. Like, okay, this is the rhythm. So don't get like overwhelmed by work because it's just, you know, it's kind of like a constant if you're, I mean, and that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Stepping away to unwind is important. So you should take that opportunity, even if you feel like, oh, but I could do this.
I know. It's so true. And the weekends when I do turn on the laptop and try to attack some of those things, I'm so much less relaxed by Monday morning. Yeah. It's amazing.
Right. So, I mean, to unwind is slightly different than take the edge off because take the edge off implies that you're already stressed about something or there's already something, like what you said, like something sharp going on, whether it's physical or mental or whatever it is. Unwind is more in general about relaxing.
If you want to be able to follow along with real-time transcripts and build your own power list of new vocabulary words while you listen to this show, then you can do it in our iOS app. So download the app now at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Yeah, I would say so too. I mean, how do you unwind generally after a long day? Like, what do you like to do in the evening to really unwind, Michelle?
I like to have dinner with Dan, my husband.
And, yeah, that's nice.
We usually have dinner and unfortunately TV is usually a part of it.
Yeah.
Nowadays. And I have a book sitting by my bed, but I seem to still be like addicted to the phone. And so I like unwind by looking at my phone, but I know that that's not actually helping me unwind. So I need someone to like, when I'm going for that phone, be like, no, here's the book.
Yeah, I struggle with the same thing, I have to tell you. Every night I'm like in bed, I'm like, okay, book, phone, book New York Times, book Wall Street Journal. And I want to be informed. Right. I want to increase my vocabulary in English. I want to be smart. So I want to know what's going on. But you have to know the line between like, is this toxic, right? Or, you know, what do I need right now? But it's hard. Like those phones are so, and I'm sure our listeners would agree, right? We are all so addicted to our phones. Why is it so intriguing to pick up that phone? You know?
I don't know. We should do a whole episode devoted to the phone one day.
We really should. Maybe we could dig into some of the science. I'm sure there's something about like the light behind the phone, something about triggers and responses and getting immediate feedback like on Instagram, things like that.
There definitely is. I've actually used stuff like that in class before where I found videos and things like that about the phone and like being addicted to it. So maybe I can
adapt
some of that for the show.
That would be cool. Are there any other idioms then around this topic for our listeners?
Yeah, I like this one. This one's a little bit different, guys. It's let your hair down or let one's hair down.
I love that. So an example, I like to go to a happy hour with my friends after work and let my hair down. Nice. Do you use this one, Michelle?
I don't know that I would use it, but I hear people use it. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Same way. It definitely is out there in our culture, guys. So you should be able to recognize it. Yeah, it does sound a little bit feminine, though. Right?
Do you think so? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't picture a guy saying this because, well, most guys don't have long hair. Some do, right?
But oh, yeah, now, I don't know. A lot of them do now. But still, I feel like, I don't know, maybe because, like, when the phrase was made, whenever it was, maybe most men didn't, you know? So, well, who knows? But it doesn't mean that you can't, I mean, but I just, so you know, like the patterns, I don't hear a lot of men saying this.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. So that's kind of more of a feminine thing to say, I would say. Yeah. Do we have a role play today, Michelle?
We do. And just one thing about letting your hair down. I think it's more like, it's about relaxing. But to me, you can also use it if you're talking about like partying. Right. Like it sounds to me more like, oh, I'm going to let my hair down and let loose or whatever. Yeah. But it can be used in other ways as well. But just so you know, it may have that connotation.
Yeah. It can also be used to encourage other people to relax. Like, come on, let your hair down a little bit. Yeah. Like, let's go have a drink after work. Right. It's not just talking about what you're going to do. It could be coaxing someone else to do something, guys.
Definitely. All right. So let's give it a go. So, all right. So in this role play, you are inviting me out to a get together after work because you know that I've been stressed.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. All right. So want to come with me when I meet my friends after work?
Ugh, Lindsay, I do, but I'm so stressed out. I don't want to be a drag.
Come on, Michelle. You got to let your hair down. Forget about that big project for tonight. This will take your mind off of it.
Maybe it will take the edge off of it if I relax with some friends.
Yeah, and then make sure you leave time to unwind at home. Read that book you've been telling me about, for example.
Okay, I'll come. Thanks.
Nice. Yeah, very cool. Okay, so we had a couple bonuses in here too, Michelle,
yes,
right? Yeah. Let's see, what did we do? Well, I said, come on, you got to let your hair down, guys, right? And then the bonus was this will take your mind off of it.
Yeah, to take your mind off of something, right? So just to make you think about something else. And then another one was, I said, I don't want to be a drag.
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, I know the verb to drag. Our listeners know that means to carry something on the ground, but is that the same thing? What are we talking about here?
It's kind of like this idea of dragging someone down. Like, it's like to be like not fun or making other people around you upset, right? Like just if you're not in a good place, then other people won't be able to relax. So if you say, oh, I don't want to be a drag, it's like you don't want to bring other people down to your mood.
Yeah, that's a great word. And guys, I'm sure that word will be included in your, if you want to include it, you could put it in your personal power list if you were using the iOS app, right? You can curate your own list over there, guys. allearsenglish.com/bonuses. But I love that. Maybe we should do another episode someday, Michelle, about describing a situation, like commenting on a situation, because natives often say like, oh, what a drag, right? Mm-hmm. Not about a person, but about a scenario. What a drag. This is such a drag. There's a long line at the DMV and I can't get my license, things like that. So we'll put that on the list.
Okay, what a drag. Done. Yeah. So, and then I think I said, you said take the edge off of it.
Yeah.
I said that. And then you said make sure you leave some time to unwind at home.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. So those are the key words from today. Guys, remember, go and get the app, allearsenglish.com/bonuses. And Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Yeah, guys. Well, these phrases are so much more interesting than just saying relax. Right?
Yeah.
Try them out today. And, you know, these are also great conversation starters and can lead to connection. So how to say like you're doing. Never mind. I started going into something else. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Yeah, no, well, it's a good point, Michelle. So a big part of connection is knowing where someone is at. So you could strategically use these phrases, guys, to build that connection between you and, say, a coworker or a friend. If you're coaxing them to come out, relax, you see that they've been stressed lately, you want to do something for them, you do need these phrases to build that connection, right? If you just say, come on, relax, that actually can be a little condescending. right? And we could talk about that another time. You could be making light of their situation, but there are other things you can use to really build that bond with that person. Yeah.
Definitely. I agree. Well, this has been a fun one, Lindsay, and I hope you get to unwind soon with a puppy in your arms.
Oh my gosh. If I have that puppy, he is definitely coming on our Skype meetings for recording. He's coming. All right. We'll see what happens. I'll talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.